with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In NBA action last night, another thrilling late-game finish. It was the Bucks defeating the Pacers by a point, 115-114. It was a four-point play for Minneapolis with 3 seconds left in the game to capture the win. Cavaliers continue their winning ways, defeating the Nets 109-104. They tied the franchise record for 15 consecutive wins, one they had set earlier, and tied for the fifth best start in NBA history. They're now 55-10. Other two NBA games, Pistons over the Wizards 123-103, and the Pelicans beat the Clippers 127-120. One game in NCAA men's top 25 play and upset Gonzaga over number 19 St. Mary's 58-51. And unfortunately in golf, Tiger Woods a scratch for the Masters with an Achilles tendon. He had surgery on that Tuesday morning. This is SRN Sports. NHL, lots of action last night. Bruins defeated the Panthers 3-2. Devils over the Blue Jackets 5-3. Senators winners over the Flyers 5-3. Penguins beat the Golden Knights 3-2. The Hurricanes over the Lightning 4-1. Wild beat the Avalanche 2-1. Jets over the Rangers 2-1. Canadiens beat the Canucks 4-2. Capitals beat the Ducks 7-4. The Kings over the Islanders 4-1. And the Predators defeated the Sharks 3-2. For those who are soccer fans, and football as it's known in other parts of the world, the Manchester United has unveiled plans to build the biggest stadium in the UK. They're proposing a 100,000-seat arena to be what they're calling the world's greatest football stadium. The cost would be around £2 billion, and translate that into dollars. Work could begin as early as this year, be about 5 years to complete. This is SRN Sports.